And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
History museums come in all sizes. Of course, you have the Louvre in Paris and the Smithsonian, but those are so large as to easily overlook the history of small towns and communities. The regional museums are just as important and just as interesting. We have one of those jewels right here. This is Bill Wood, and my guest today is Bill Schultz, president of the Half Moon Bay History Association. And that curates our own Coastside History Museum. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Museums display history, but there is a history in creating a museum in the first place. I'm sure a visitor would be surprised that ours started with a jail. Give us a quick story of how that was the beginning.
So our jail has been around since 1919, and it was used as a jail up until about the 1960s, then the city used it for various things. The organization before us, the Spanish Town Historical Society, had used it as a museum for a few years starting in the 90s, but then they faded away, and we, as the Half Moon Bay History Association, were able to open it up again in 2018. Our goal was to open the building behind, which is much a larger facility. But at first, for the first few years, it was just the jail.
Just the jail. Now, of course, on June 24th, 2023, that was the official opening of the Half Moon Bay Coastside History Museum. And that was a question about the title. We have Half Moon Bay Coastside History Museum. What is the official title of the museum?
The official title of the museum is the Coastside History Museum. We cover not just Half Moon Bay, but we cover all the way from Año Nuevo up to Devil's Slide.
This is something I always like to get to early on. What is the museum's website, and what will you find there?
Our website is halfmoonbayhistory.org, and on that you will find information about our organization, places you can donate, but also we also have a large, extensive archives of recordings of talks that we've given, and some videos are included in there. And we have some other photographs that are on the website. It's just a place to find out more about us, to connect with us, and we'd love people to visit and join the organization.
And join means both as a patron and perhaps a volunteer.
Correct. You can join just as a patron, a member, a small fee every year. Then we also would love to have volunteers. We have a great group of docents who help our customers at the museum. They help out. We're open every Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. We have a docent on staff all the time when we're open. We also would like to have more docents. We'd love to have enough docents so we can have a docent in the jail. And we also have many other volunteer opportunities. Several people volunteer to write stories for us, do some history research. In addition to the museum, we have an archive where we have thousands of old photographs that we are still in the process of documenting. We can always use people to help out there, too.
Well, a museum, of course, one of the things, it has stuff in it. Now, I'm sure there's lots of old-timers, and there's garages and attics filled full of bits and pieces of Coastside history. How do you sort through those items and decide what to display, especially since it is a limited space?
That's a great question. We look at it in two pieces. In addition to being the president, I'm also the collections manager. And as a collections manager, I want to collect everything that tells a story about our history. But we can't put all those in the museum, as you said. So what we do is we go through and we set up exhibits that will tell individual stories about particular things like fishing or agriculture or things like that. And we'll put those in the museum, and then we rotate what we have in the museum from time to time. And some things are very important for us to keep that would never make it to the museum. For example, if we have old documents that tell, you know, who owned what buildings and things like that, and those are something that would never be in the museum, but they're excellent for doing research about our history.
Obviously, a visitor to our fair city would be looking for something to do while they're here. How do you attract them to the museum?
Because we have a jail, we have a sign that we put on Main Street. Our jail is only one block off of Main Street on Johnston. It's behind City Hall. And so right next to City Hall, we put up a sign that says go to jail. It's a museum, a Monopoly-like character. And then it says, you know, the History Museum. That does a lot to attract people. We get many, many people who don't know anything about us, but they see the sign, and they come back, and they're amazed at what we have.
I remember going to the opening, and I was surprised how much information and interesting items were in that space. How does the program change to keep us locals interested in it? I mean, we live here, and we figure, we already know everything. What brings us back in?
We're planning on making many changes as time goes by. We just added an exhibit on the fire at the Cunha grocery store. We're planning a few more exhibits in the not-too-distant future. We hope to add some in the future about whaling. Shore whaling was a big deal here on the coastside, especially down Pigeon Point Lighthouse, but also up in Princeton Harbor.
When is the museum actually open?
We're open every Saturday and Sunday from 10:30 to 4:30 p.m. And we're also going to be open on Make It Main Street.
And do you have some special events that are coming up this season?
We have quarterly talks. We have one coming up this summer on the internment camp that was in Pacifica. One of our colleagues up in Pacifica is going to give a talk about the internment camp, interred mostly Japanese, but also some Germans and Italians during World War II. We had a large Japanese population by the time World War II came around. Almost all of them were working on flower farms, and many of them down in Pescadero. They had started arriving in the early 20th century, and the numbers got fairly large by the time the World War II came around. They were all rounded up. Most of them were sent through local internment camps like the one up in Pacifica, but eventually into ones in the center of our country, such as Idaho and Colorado. Most of them lost everything. Some of them were lucky, and their neighbors paid their property taxes and made sure that nobody could repossess, you know, make sure the mortgages were paid. Those few people were lucky that when they came back, that they still had their assets. But a lot of people who even lost their assets, they came back and stayed here.
And that's all part of our history.
It's all part of our history.
Right here. Volunteers, as I mentioned before, essential item to an organization. And how do they get in contact with you?
We have a page on our website that will tell you how to contact us. You can either join as a member or join as a member and volunteer. We list several types of opportunities to volunteer with. But basically, you contact us, and then we can just discuss with you what you're interested in. Most people come as docents in our museum. But as I said, we have lots of other volunteers doing other things.
And if I find something interesting in my attic, actually, I haven't lived here long enough to have an attic full of Coastside stuff. But if I do, what do I do?
We have a link on our website to send us an email or give us a phone call and tell us about what you have. As soon as we get that information, we reach out to you. We discuss with you what that item is and whether it makes sense for us to take it. I'd say about 80 or 90% of the time when someone comes to us, it's something that we find very interesting.
What's the most interesting thing you ever tripped over?
I think one of the most interesting things is we recently were given a couple of harpoons, one from the whaling period. They had originally belonged to someone who lived in the area, so we think that they might have actually belonged to the whaling companies that were here. One of the harpoons is looks sort of like a regular harpoon that we think of. The other one is something called a bomb lance. It is not live now, but when it was live, it was just like a pipe bomb that was fired into the whales to kill them quickly. It's not a, you know, happy part of our history, but it's an important part of our history, and it was a necessary part to keep the people going here. We don't like killing whales now, but for them, you know, they didn't really have a chance, opportunity to do something else.
It was subsistence.
Right.
Yeah, we have come a long way. Now we're slowing the ships down so they won't run into the whales.
That's correct.
The absolute opposite. Once again, what is that website?
HalfMoonBayHistory.org.
I want to thank you for joining us and giving us a good overview and update on our Coastside History Museum.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
My guest today has been Bill Schultz, president of the Half Moon Bay Historical Association. And do you have another title with the museum itself?
Yes. My title is President and Collections Manager. I'm the one who collects all those artifacts.
Yeah, so you're the one who'll come out to my attic.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood. In this world of quick deletes and forgotten passwords, it is comforting to know that there are places that preserve what is most important to us, our sense of connection to our community, through a local museum that both preserves our past and illustrates how we can progress to our future.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for our feature story of the week. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.